our lives and the lives of the people we live around. The pasuk says, "V'yigdal ha'ish, v'yetzel lechov." The man became great, v'yetzel lechov. Rashi says over there, the pasuk said before, "V'yigdal Moshe, v'yigdal ha'yelad." What's v'yigdal Moshe? V'yigdal ha'yelad. V'yigdal ha'yelad. Amar b'yudah v'rishon l'koyim v'ashen l'gdula. So he became in charge of the house of Paro. But obviously there's another opinion, Vayigdal, that the godless of the person of Boisai is Vayetze Yelechov. The godless of a person is, a person to become an Odom Godoil is when he's able to lift himself above his own inclinations, lift himself above himself, to take himself out of himself, and to be focused on somebody else. Where was the gedulah? He goes out to his brothers and he sees their sufferings, he sees their difficulties. Vayarish mitzvi maki shivri me'echov. Unbelievable. So I heard, I didn't have a chance to look it up. I heard B'shem the Malbim who brings a psikta. And the pasuk Vayifen Koy V'choy Vayaki Ein Ish Vayachas Amitzvah Yirim B'choy Vayifen Koy V'choy. So the pasuk Pshat we learn in the Pshuta Shal Mikra, he looked around. He didn't want to be caught in the act of killing this mitzvah. Rashi brings another pshat. Vayifin koi v'choi, vayaki ein ish, ro masal b'bayis, masal b'sodah, Rashi brings before, vayaki ein ish, shein o ish lost the same mitzvah, he's sky, he saw no one's going to come out, he's in the sky. Rishkarov learns pshat, that the reason why he looked to whether to kill him, he saw that he's going to have somebody's misgai. So the Rishkarov says he was going to kill him with the shame, and that was a misa b'dei shamayin. In Misa B'day Adam, there's no need to look around, what's going to be? The Allah is, it's Chayim Misa, but here he was killing with the shame, which is a different Misa B'day Shemayim. Then in Shemayim, we make Cheshbonis. Therefore, he saw, V'yar Kiyayim Ish. So says the Briskera. But the Malvam Bibs a Psikta. So up to Malvam Psikta, Meritik a Psikta. V'yifen Koy V'choy. Moshe looked Koy V'choy, where? At himself. V'yar Kiyayim Ish. He saw it's not coming anywhere from his own. So does the psikta. I don't know if the psikta is Vayakin Ish, but we have to wear it. Moshe looked at him to himself. Moshe looked into himself. He looked around. Is this coming from an anger issue? Is this coming from a personal issue? I have an issue with the mitzvim. I have an issue. Vayifen koi v'choi Vayakin Ish. There's no ishius over here. There's no personal agenda. It's totally that there's a suffering going on from another human being, which is Loi Kedin. Then he goes and kills the mitzvah. Because if it comes from a personal agenda, it's wrong. It's wrong. It's me. The whole part of Vayar B'Siv Lois of Yigdal Moshe was a total usurp of the godless of Moshe. The Fisa comes up beautiful. That the godless of Moshe was when he was able to take, Moshe was able to take, Vayigdal Moshe was Vayar B'Siv Lois of that he waits till the Ochav, the Pshat, he went totally to the brothers, to his brothers, totally for their purpose. There was no personal agenda to become famous. There's no personal agenda to become great in the eyes of people. The only agenda was one agenda. What's with Yena? Vayar B'Siv Loisam. I see they're suffering. I see they're going through a difficult time. Not for my personal advancement, personal covet. Vayar Kiyeni, Vayifen Koy V'Choy. Moshe looks into himself. And he sees Kiyen Ish. There's no Ish here. It's not coming from me. It's not coming from my personal benefit. It's totally for them. Vayachas HaMitzvah. The Fibu was saying that's the Vayigdal Moshe. The godless is when a person takes himself, able to go above the level of myself, of the whole personal agenda of what's for me, what's good for me, out of the selfishness, and to come to selflessness, to be totally, totally out there for somebody else, here, be there for somebody else. That's the V'yigdal Moshe of us. And that's the level that the Torah is telling of how a person becomes a god of us. Kol Zman, that he's living in his own world, it's godless. Godless is when a person can take himself out of himself and only think, what's with Yana? What's with Yana? What's for Yana? What's good for Yana? On this topic, might we find also the this week's parasha by side. Vatiftach vatirei asayelet. She opens up. Parasha vaspar vatiftach vatirei asayelet. She opens up the teva and she sees the yelet. V'inei nar boicha. There was a nar boicha. Vatach molov. Vatoimem yalde ha'ivrim zeh. She says, yalde ha'ivrim. Vatifta vatirea seyel v'nei nar boicha. There's a nar boicha. Vatach mololo vatoim vatoim yalde. How'd she know it's yalde ha'ivrim zeh? It could be so she saw there was more, whatever. So I heard once a pshat, based on the Baal Turim here. V'nei nar boicha. Nar. So Rashi says, he was a yellow but never a nar. He had a voice like a nar, koyluk a nar. But stop the balaturim here. If you name Mara Boich as Aaron, Aaron was by the teva. Shniach as a teva. Vativ, vatifta, vateres a yelet. She sees the kid child being taken by a mitzvah. They didn't know she was doing tshuva. If you name nar boich, there's a nar crying. There's somebody could be crying for another person. Miyaldei ivrim zeh. Must be from the Jewish people. Somebody could have so much that somebody, he's crying for somebody else. That he's so upset. There's empathy and real sympathy for somebody else's feeling. It's not about myself. Somebody else is crying for somebody else. Someone, they say a story going around these days. Unbelievable story. The Meiser with Rubashkin, those didn't hear it. Unbelievable Meiser. I was listening to a tape of Blazer Ginsburg. He said it over. There's a famous lawyer, Alan Dershowitz. He said it over, saying over the story. Is it true? I don't know. But they don't say the story about the Goyim. And the Meiser says that the Meiser, there was a 10-year-old boy, a young boy, in a hospital. And there's a famous thing out there called Make a Wish. A 10-year-old boy who was sick with cancer, or Aleinu, and there's a thing called Make a Wish. Make a Wish is they give him a last request, but they give him a request. They don't know how long he's going to live, so they make a wish for him. He can say he wants to fly to California, he wants to go to Disney World, he wants to. If anybody remembers, we had an avrich of this yeshiva named Juravel, Chaim Juravel, back in when we were in what's it called in. We were in Romema the second year. He had a son, Nebuch, with cancer, and he moved back to America. His son got cancer, lo aleinu. Nebuch was nifta, lo aleinu. Anyway, he had a wish. What was his wish? His wish was that he wants to come to Eretz Yisrael and go to the Gdolim. And they took him around. Remember, they took him to the Nasi. He came on a trip to Eretz Yisrael, and he went to my base medrash a little bit, and he went around to all the Gdolim, to the Masim Tzvi, and he gave him chizik. Anyway, but the Meisah Sovishal David. So this kid had a wish. He said, "My wish is I want to meet Donald Trump. I want to speak to Donald Trump, the President of the United States. Can you bring him here?" He said, "I think that's we've done many, many great things here, but I think that's going to be a little too much." So he said, "You know what? I want to write him a letter to be delivered to him, so that we can do." So he wrote a letter. He sealed the letter. 10-year-old boy, and he sent it. Alan Dershowitz said he heard the story. So he took the letter and they brought it to the White House. Somebody was able to get to his daughter, Jewish daughter, whatever, and she said, "Can you please put this on the president's desk? They should read this letter." He said, "Okay." They said they explained the story from the Make a Wish and the boy with cancer is dying. So he put the letter on the table, they put the letter on the table, and the president read the letter. The letter said, "Dear President, I want to thank you for being such a good president. I want to express, I want to thank you for being so good to the Jews. And could you please do us the favor and free this poor, the one in prison, Shalom Mordechai Rubashkin." The president saw the letter on Monday. On Wednesday, Rubashkin got freed from jail. Mialde, the boy has one wish. The president was so impressed, he said, they asked, no relative, no nothing. Mialde ha'ivrim zeh. Mialde ha'ivrim zeh. What's the concern, Mialde ivrim v'yigdal v'yetzal v'echov? My concern is Yenner, boys. That's what we're living for. B'chai v'lojim writes in Akdama, that the tachas of a person in this world, we were created Olam for one person, but if one tachlis, a tachlis is to trach, vegin, yener, to think about others, but that's what we created. Olam chesed yibon, like the Bereshit. What is the Bereshit? Yoimim v'layla, lo yishpoisu, chesed, 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 but that's the tachlis, but a person has to think about somebody else. But not only to think, but to empathize. But I don't to empathize, says Chazal. Right in the parasha, of Oisai, the theme of the parasha. You want to know the theme? This is the theme of the parasha. Zok the parasha Vaita. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Moshe Rabbeinu in the midbar. He comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. You know what that is, of Oisai? We can't imagine. It's Mamish Shalom Alechem Yal Raglechem Yal Makoyim Yal Kodesh Baruch Hu appears to Moshe and he says, "I want to send you on a shlichus. I want to send you on a shlichus." And the shlichus is go, and we know how Moshe Rabbeinu was so disturbed by the matzav in Mitzrayim, and how much he wanted that his brethren should get out. He couldn't do anything about it. There was people that wanted to kill him. He wasn't allowed to go there now. His days worried for his life. So the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, b'chvoido v'atzmo, comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "I want to send you on a shlichus in my name." To the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael, to tell them, "B'koy Yifke Elokim Esrom," we're going out. What a b'suah toiva! What a great feeling! What's Moshe Rabbeinu's reply to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Not Stam the president, I feel. The Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Shlach No Biyad Tishlach. Ribbono Shel Olam, send it with someone else. It's a pelad gezara myself. If you think about $100,000, the person comes to him, you know, this guy's shaking his pants, puddles underneath. It's not raining out either. Shaking. Bernisham comes to you, tells you, "Whatever you say, I'm going to turn you into a burning bush soon if you don't listen." The Bernisham, well, the Bernisham, shlach no biyat tishlach. He's arguing with the Bernisham. Argument. Says Chazal, why? He didn't want to take the gula from his brother. Unbelievable, Rabbi Yisrael. Unbelievable. Maybe my brother's going to be hurt. Can you imagine a person gets the person? I wasn't chosen. I didn't decide I'm going to be the shliach. I'm going out to rescue Klai Israel. Who are you? Well, I was sent as a messenger. By who sent you already? The Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, that's your big friend. Okay, I'm not starting up. No, shlach no biyad tishlach. Who are you talking to? The Ribbono Shel Olam. What are you saying? The Ribbono Shel Olam told you have to do the shlichus. No, but I have an older brother. His feelings might get hurt. Moshe Rabbeinu, can you imagine what's on the person's mind at that moment? The Bereshit comes to you, he says, "You, I want you." The greatest feeling in the world. The Bereshit came to me. I didn't pick myself. He came to me. He said, "You're the man. Okay, give me the frack. I'm ready to go." I'm not putting on a frack. The Bereshit put on my frack. With a hamburger. And the Bereshit put it down. When I came down, I had a partial year with a short jacket. Bereshit says, "Whoop, hamburger and a frack. Put it on with some mustard. Put it on. Me? I want to go to church. The parish wants you to put it on." "No, I'm not taking it." "What?" There's a brother involved. You might have pain. Unbelievable. You don't think the Rebbe Hashem thought about that also? I think the Rebbe Hashem knows a little bit more than you. A little bit. But for it, he can't do it. It's not a fault that he didn't think. He can't do it. It's his brother. Why? You know, who's thinking about those things? Get the frock. Go to the local store. Put it on. Try it on. The most fancy frock. You're the Shliach of the Rebbe Hashem with the gold and silver stuff on the side. Get that limousine going. We got to go on. It's not me. Ribbono shel Olam. He told me. Who's paying for this frock? Okay, no problem. What about the limousine? No problem. What color limousine you want? See, that's all you're thinking about. Let's get over that special. No, Baruch Hashem, 7 days arguing with the Baruch Hashem. It's not, if we look at it, we think it's just funny. What? Who is this guy? What is he arguing? The Baruch Hashem told you to do it. Shlach no biyad tishlach. Worried about the duel of Aaron. And finally, Rabbi Yisrael. Finally. Leich al Aaron. He says, go to Aaron. He's coming to greet you. V'ruacha! The summer, believe. He sees you and he's happy in his heart over his side. Empathy, sympathy, that's one madrega over his side. But the fagin yenem, to be happy with yenem's success, that can only be if you're totally, totally selfless with him. The roacha, an older brother who was Adam Gadol. Bereshim tells you, you don't have nothing to worry about. That's why the Bereshim obviously saw he could sell it, he could send him. Because if the Bereshim was dumb and thought that there was any pain, he maybe wouldn't have said, who knows? I don't know. But the Bereshim knows. Moshe might have not known this. But v'rocha v'somach v'libcha v'libel. He's going to be happy in his heart. Total, for Yena. To be happy, the Bereshim, with somebody else's success. But somebody else is doing good. You know how you can do that? Only if you're totally not for yourself. If you have any personal agenda, you come to the marriage, this guy's married with his third kid, you only have one kid married off, you come, mazel tov. You get it out. But if you're happy, in your heart you're thinking, oh man, why not? What about me? What about me? You come to the chassid, you're dancing there, very nice. In your heart you're thinking, but what about me? What do I? What about my kids? Why aren't they married? You go see a guy that he just got a shtela. He got a shtela. Somebody gave him a shtela. He became a magid shir in the yeshiva. He became a mashkiach. You were sitting there. You wanted the job. You go over to him. Wow, so nice of you. In your heart, you're thinking, what an idiot. I wanted that job. He stole the job from me. Somach v'libo, Rabbi Yisrael. Sok ra'ash l'fikoch zocha Aaron la'adei. Murder the Golosh, Rabbi Yisrael. Aaron was zocha la'adei to put on his heart. Look, Rashi, unbelievable Rashi. People think Aaron was zocha to be the Kohen Gadol. Why was Aaron zocheh to be the Kohen Gadol? Because he was gevaldik. He's up there. Oh. Lech l'kras Aaron. Let's go to the Kohen Moifzim. Oh. Oh, what's the pshat, Rabbi Yisrael? The Choshe Mishpat, the urim v'tumim that goes on the lathe. Why is it? What's the pshat? The pshat is that the urim v'tumim have to be to bring out the bratzen of Hashem. That's the shkaf of the urim v'tumim. To bring out Ratzon Hashem, there has to be a total hisbatlus. Only for Ratzon Hashem, there has to be no personal agenda. It had, in order for the right answer to come by, it's coming off the heart of the one who's bearing that thing. It has to have total, no personal agenda. Total for the Ribbono Shel'olam. Total for what the people need. No personal agenda. Otherwise, it could get messed up. That's the pshat. If the Ribbono Shel'olam saw that Aaron had this madrega, v'roch of a somach b'liboy, that he's totally selfless, total for Moshe Rabbeinu, total for somebody else. On that heart could be the Adi HaShulchan, could be the Choshen, the Choshen Mishpat Urim V'Tumim, which has to give the answer with no personal agenda, otherwise it won't work. It's only where a heart that's totally Fagin, totally Sameach with Yana, totally, not with a fake way, but really happy with Yana, Rabbi Yisrael. And this is the theme of the parish, Rabbi Yisrael. From one to the next, my Yigdal, it's total for Yena. Yena's pain is my pain, and Yena's happiness, and Yena's simcha is my simcha, and I'm totally happy with it because I'm thinking, what's for Yena, Rabbi Yisrael? And this is Rabbi Yisrael. This is the tachlis of Jew. We have to work on this, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm dealing with a bunch of shalom bias issues now, Rabbi Yisrael. It's all about minus, and it's all about forgiving. It's all about not being mavata and taking you out of the picture. So somebody says, well, come on, let her do the let her hear the shmooze in her seminary. Why me? And we don't realize, Rabbi Yisrael, the godless of a person is in this madriga. But care, this is going to make you the God of why me? Okay, I never heard a guy say, they're making me the God of Ador tomorrow. Why me? They're giving me the boss. I'm kind of the CEO. Why me? Give it to someone else. I never heard that before. Why you? Godless! You want godless? You want godless? I think about empathize with his pain, what's going on in his life. You want godless? You're happy with their success. You're happy for them. Your wife comes home. She says she just bought a new dress. A beautiful dress she found. Are you happy? Who cares? What does her dress have to do with me? Very nice. Sorry, the celery stick is caught. Got to pick it out between the teeth. I'm sorry I'm enjoying the circle. Seems nice. I need a new suit, though. The roach of the somach b'liboy. You really feel the yena, especially a wife, Rabbi Yisrael. A wife is you. That the Baruch Hu made it, the ishta keguva, they should be. But a person living in his own thing, he'll never be happy with her. He'll never feel her pain. Everybody knows the famous ma'isa. Barry Levin once walked into the doctor's office with his wife. His wife's leg was hurting. They went to the orthopedist doctor. The doctor said, Ravi Levin said, my wife's right leg is hurting us. I once also had this ma'isa. I was speaking to a chavrusa of mine and said, my wife's credit card is hurting us. in the steps of Ravi Levin. But anyway, the ma'isa service of Dov Rabbi Yisai. What's the yisod? Godless! Is when your mind is focused on Yana, Rabbi Yisrael. This is what the Rebbeinu wants. To that Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem appeared because he was running after little Shepselach and caring about them. He could be the leader because he didn't care about others, Rabbi Yisrael. A man who's selfless, a roach of a samach believer on that, the Urim V'tumim could rest, Rabbi Yisrael. Doesn't say, Rabbi Yisrael, he was zeh to the Urim V'tumim because he learned all the ksois. He wasn't zeichah to ksois achoishin for ksois achoishin. It says he was zeichah because of a roach of a somach believer, Rabbi Yisrael. Midas, on such a heart, can dwell the ksois achoishin, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to understand, Rabbi Yisrael, this is the tachlis that we're in this world. As the going writes, the whole purpose of a person to be in this world is to misaken his midas v'imlav lom aloi chayim. Why does he have to live for? What does he have to live for? What do you mean? Mechare chidushei toira, kiva ega, lom aloi chayim. Lom aloi chayim. The tachlis in this world has become a gadol, Rabbi Yisrael. Not to stay a katan. We're into ourselves all the time, selfish, and how much food am I going to get at supper tonight? And he has a little bit more than me. Why should he have more? Why should he have one more piece of kugel than me? Well, forget him. Let him have the extra piece of kugel. What is a piece of kugel already? You're going to start with the kugel, Rabbi Yisrael. Who will Hashem Yirah? What's going to be with marriage? You can't forget the guy's piece of kugel. He has a little. Oh, he got a bigger piece of kugel than me. He got a little more coleslaw than me. Kenush forgetting the coleslaw. What's going to be in marriage, Hashem? I have enough cases on my head right now. What's going to be? Learn to live for Yanim, Rabbi Yisrael. In the base medrash, in your dorm room, Rabbi Yisrael. Think about the guy who's sleeping. Think for a second, Rabbi Yisrael. How are you going to get married if you don't think? You're going to wake up your wife every night. But what do you mean? I'm in the middle of a sugya. But what do you mean? I just have to get a slipper. You went under her bed and she felt elevated. She went up to floor 3 because you had to find your slipper. Shem Yerachim, Rabbi Yisrael. What's all about? One thing on my mind. Well, 3 things. Me, myself, I. All 3 of them together. The Trinity. That's what it is, because Avodah Zarah. Vayigdal v'ish, Godless, v'yetzer l'nochiv.